Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the APRL monthly call taking place on Thursday, 21st of May, 2020 at 600 UTC. On our call today on the English channel, we have Maureen Hilliard, Satish Babu, Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Liana Galsian, Ahmed Elisadeh, Amrita Chudhuri, Fuad Rajwa, Gunella Espring, Jiwon Song, Swadi Hassan, Sudan Marukyan, Samrit Kutseya, Ariel Meshal, Nadira El Araj, Shridi Prayamaji, and Gopal Sadepalli. And I see some new participants are arriving as well, so apologies if I miss those names. Currently, we don't have anyone listed on the Chinese channel, and we have received apologies from Holly Reich, Leon Sanchez, Justin Chu, and from Aris Ignacio. From South side, we have Heidi Ulrich, Gisela Gruber, Fabe Otea, and myself, Yishin Nazlar, and I'll also be doing call management on today's call. As you know, we have Chinese interpretation, and our interpreters are Ray and Sandy. Just a kind reminder before we start to please state your name before speaking, not only for the transcription, but also for the interpretation purposes as well, please. And one final reminder that our participants list will be updated right after the call. And now I would like to leave the floor back to you, Satish. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Yashim. This is Satish for the record. First of all, a warm welcome to everybody who's taken the time off to join this call. In most parts of our region, things are somewhat difficult at this point. And it is good that so many of us could take the time off in these very highly disrupted times to join our call. This is the monthly call for APRLO for May 2020. We will start off with the membership pipeline as we normally do. For the current month, we have one person in the pipeline for individual membership. We're trying to learn a little more about this person. Now, we do not have yet a process of references for individual members, but we try to find out whenever there is an applicant, we try to find out more information about the person, and that takes a few days. So currently we are in the stage of finding out more information about this person. Our policy is basically to encourage individual members, and wherever possible we try to get them to become members. So most of the applications, in fact, I think all the applications so far, we have been able to admit them. So there are no other ALS applications or individual membership applications in the pipeline. We will now move on to our regular policy updates. Unfortunately, we have Holly, who's on apology today, and Justin had to drop out at the last moment. But very kindly, Cheryl has agreed to provide a brief update on policy. So it's over to Cheryl.
Am I unmuted? I think I've managed this time. Cheryl,
yep.
Edmonton, Elvis, the record.
We can hear you.
Hey, always good when it actually happens. Justine and Satish have asked me with a couple of the apologies we have today, if I could just briefly step in and take you through the policy update. Looking at the agenda, you will notice that there's been a couple of things that have happened in our last APRALO initial review to the all rights protection mechanisms in top-level generic, top-level domains. We did an addendum to the expedited policy development process on the temporary spec phase two. We also did a revised community travel support guideline. I know nobody's travelling anywhere, but we do still have ICANN-based travel support guidelines that have regular updating, and the Consolidated Policy Working Group put in a great deal of effort with Judith Hellestein as the primary pen holder or scribe on this. And put in a very meaningful set of comments to the most the latest iteration of it. Also of note is, of course, the mutual statement between APRALO, ourselves, and AFRALO regarding the Middle East and adjoining countries MEAC Strategy 2021 to 2025. And that's a first, so we're all rather proud of that. So all of those have been ratified and forwarded to the appropriate places in the public comment world. We, at the recent meeting of the at-large leadership team plus the regional leaders, etc., it was decided that based on history and indeed what the CPWG, the Consolidated Policy Working Group recommended to the ALAC, there would not be any comment going in regarding the Malaysian script root zone label generation rules. And so if any of you have a personal interest, of course, you're more than welcome to make a public comment on your own behalf or that of your at-large structure. The only ones of note now that you should be particularly interested in are in the table on the agenda, and I believe on the screen as well now. Thank you very much for that, Yesen. You'll see that there's an AFRALO statement. That's all very fine and interesting if you want to have a look at it. We have, however, something you do need to be more interested in, that is the draft public technical identifiers strategic plan. Holly Roche, one of the ALAC members and one of our APRALO team, is leading on the drafting for that. She, of course, I think will be making some very useful contributions to perhaps improving that strategic plan to be more considerate of how the non-technical and customer base can read and understand it as it goes forward for its next 2021 to 2024 planning. So watch that space. There's also drafting of the name collision analysis project, the proposed final report, fairly very early days on all of this, and our very own Justine Chu is doing the primary pen holding on that, and of course we will expect then the usual superb outcomes and levels of excellence that we've been very much used to from everything Justine lays her hands to. And then finally, something that was also covered off today in the at-large leadership team and regional leaders gathering, and that is a country code name support organisation policy development process. They don't do many of them, but when they do them, they're important, and this is one of those. And this is looking at initial proposals for a process to retire country codes as top-level domain. As you know, occasionally the ISO listing for country codes is updated, and this looks at the method of how we can manage as a community to deal with those situations when for example, Soviet Union stops existing and a whole bunch of other countries start needing their own CC TLD opportunities. So I'd encourage you to look at the tapes and records of that meeting if you want to bring yourself up to speed. The only other thing I would like to just mention is the extremely useful, and I would encourage again as many of you as is possibly interested to look at the tapes and recordings of what was this morning's single issue for the Consolidated Policy Working Group, and it was on registry commitments and the role of the Government Advisory Committee advice and Government Advisory Committee early warning. It harbingers much mutualism and working together on similar interests that you will see coming out between the two advisory committees in the near future. And of course, you've heard it all before, but you'll hear it again. There is now the consensus playbook. It is housed in the GNSO rules, but to follow that download link on the agenda, and please also look at the PDP 3.0 workspace in the CPWG, the Consolidated Policy Working Group area. That consensus playbook is going to be subject to a little bit more review and update and edit in the near future, but reading through it and becoming familiar with it will allow you as individuals and entity representatives to become better engaged in ICANN's policy development process. And the best way of that, of course, is to join the Consolidated Policy Working Group calls. Back to you, Satish.
Thanks very much, Cheryl, for stepping in at the right time. And Gisela was privately telling me we have a superstar here, although we have several dropouts. And indeed, that was an excellent and of course brief update on policy. And it was interesting to note that despite all the COVID-related lockdowns around the world, our policy aspects of ICANN at large is proceeding at a furious pace. In fact, yesterday was some kind of a record with four calls, I think. And some people are still recovering from these calls. It's good to see that both Maureen and Cheryl could join us. One other point is regarding the LGR. We don't normally comment on LGR, the roots on label generation rules. And this time also, we're not commenting on the Malayalam script. Now, we have one ALS who is specializing in the South Asian scripts, and we'll be asking them. Incidentally, this is my mother tongue. It is the language of the people of Kerala here. We'll be asking them to comment if they want to. Are there any questions on the policy-related updates? If you have any questions, please raise your hand. Not seeing any hands. We will then move on to agenda item number 4, which is our regular update from Maureen on ALAC activities. Maureen?
Thank you. Thank you, Satish. Yes, I was having a bit of problem with my phone connection. So I'm on Zoom, so I hope I'm being heard clearly.
Loud and clear.
Great, that's great. Okay, just going through the ALAC updates. Oh, first of all, I just want to say thank you to Cheryl for stepping in. And I think, you know, as Satish said, it's really good the breadth of the workers from AP Rallo within at large at the moment is quite significant, I must admit. And yeah, it's great that, you know, two people missing, two of our ALAC members missing, and we've still got people like Cheryl to sort of like step in. It's absolutely brilliant. Okay, ALAC updates. You know, this is to do with Post-Atlas 3 and the 2020 work plan activities that we're involved in. Firstly, Atlas 3 reporting. Now, this is going to be a really good report when it comes out. I think that people within AP Rallo are going to be interested in it because it is based on the feedback that came from your survey and report. So, and there's recommendations that have been made in it that are going to contribute to the work of you know, policy outreach engagement and the operations side of things. It's something I'm really looking forward to presenting to at large when it comes out, sort of like probably middle of next month or something. The second thing is, of course, policy development. Now, you've just heard about the sort of like the policy items that have been mentioned already, but as well as that, the CPWG is also involved in developing policy resources to support the capacity building and the outreach and engagement work that you as the ambassadors are going to be doing in the region. So we're trying to get sort of like suitable material ready for you with regards to, I think the one we're working on at the moment is, you know, how at large contributes to the ICANN policy development process. So this is sort of something that Jonathan has he's set his mind on it, and he's pretty determined about getting something out pretty quickly. And then we've got Joanna's capacity building. So it leads into Joanna's capacity building work there that she's doing with regards to developing a range of ICANN Learn courses. And one of them that's a priority for her is the Introduction to At Large. It's one of the courses that important to us, but it's important to us, but there isn't one at the moment, so we're looking into that one. But also there's a big focus on the webinars, the policy webinars. We've already had two. These are being run by Hadia El-Miniawi, and they had two already, the EPDP one and the DNS abuse. And the next one that's coming up, I think in the 1st of June, is Joanna's one on geopolitics and cybersecurity. If you were able to listen to the one that we had in ICANN 67, I think she's doing a similar one, but focusing on, sort of like more for at large rather than the wider communities as the original one was. And then there's going to be a two later on, one on universal acceptance and one on the new GTLD round that sort of come, I think they're on, there's one a month or something. So the next one then, 1st of June, the geopolitics one. And then, of course, we've got the outreach and engagement activities. And I know that Daniel has been focusing on getting the strategic plans for virtual engagement from the RALOs. And AP RALO has actually sort of like just had a meeting to discuss this. Unfortunately, there was a conflict of meetings and I was unable to attend that one, but they're pretty much on the ball anyway, getting there, and I'm sure their plan will be ready very, very soon, if not already. And then we've got the operations section, which is sort of like my area. But one of the, apart from the usual sort of things that we're actually engaged in, one of the important changes that's actually been made in the operations area is the development of a creation of a new working group and called the Operations Finance and Budget Working Group. And it's sort of related to the Finance and Budget Subcommittee that was originally there because the members, their members are also part of this new working group. But it's going to be looking at basically the overrun of policy items that the CPWG used to work on, but they weren't exactly ICANN policy. They were related to more towards ICANN operational activities that were under the Finance Committee anyway. And it's things like the PTI strategy and multi-stakeholder model, any reviews, but anything like that is going to be under the operations. And this is, it's actually going to be quite interesting because one of the, although we had a meeting this week, we're actually having another meeting. This week's one focused on, Cheryl mentioned, it focused on PTI and the PTI strategy that Holly presented it. The next one is going to be looking more inwardly at the operations and the ABRs, the additional budget requests that at large made. We're going to get the finance people to tell us why most of what we requested was rejected. So what I'm really like hoping, and you know, everyone here is welcome to attend. This is an open group. It's one that we would like to get people's views on because we'll be going through ICANN's operating initiatives, things that actually impact us, and we'll be analysing them and writing little comments to whoever will listen, finance, on, you know, like why we, you know, why, you know, making comments on how they're doing things and how we think they could do it better. But this is, it's going to be a really, it's a different kind of group, but it's looking, working on the operational side of ICANN rather than the policy side. So that will separate us from the CPWG and what is going to be the OFB, the Operations, Finance and Budget Working Group. Okay, now the final things are elections in ICANN 68, which I know that Heidi's going to be talking about later anyway. Very topical at the moment, so yeah, there's lots to be gained from that those presentations. That's me. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Maureen, for the ELAC update. Seems to be a very busy period for ELAC. Yeah, so especially with the ICANN meeting coming up and a bunch of processes happening, it is indeed a very busy period for ICANN at large in general. We now, are there any questions on the ELAC update? Not seeing any hands. We will now move on to agenda item number 5, which is an announcement from Heidi on the Aprilo elections, which are currently in process.
Yes. Heidi? Thank you very much, Saitish. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. Hello, everyone. I'd like to just let you know that where we are on the elections across at large, so you will see that, thank you, Yesham, you can see that we are now in the about to start the elections, elections for Aprilo. They will be beginning on the 22nd and running through the 29th. If we can take a look, we do have one person who has won by acclamation, and that is Holly Raish, who is has been acclaimed as the ALAC member. We also, for the position of Aprilo chair, we have two nominees. One is Saitish, the other one is Froud, who are both on the call. So they'll be in the election. And then for the position of, if you could scroll down just a little bit, I'm going to actually just get my screen. For Aprilo, we have Ali and Nadira, who will be running against each other in this position. And then also in the position of the ALAC delegate to the NAMCOM, we have Amrita and we have Aris Ignacio, who will be running. And now keep in mind, that particular position is only a recommendation to the ALAC. The ALAC does need to endorse or appoint all of the ALAC delegates to the NAMCOM, so there's that little extra step there. So again, the elections will start on the 22nd, and then all positions will take their seats at the end of ICANN 69, that is the annual general meeting. Thank you, Saitish.
Thanks very much, Heidi, for the announcement. We will now, can we get the agenda back, please?
Saitish, yeah, I see Cheryl has her hand, please.
Oh, sorry, Cheryl, please go ahead.
That's all right, Saitish. Cheryl Langdonell for the record. I just, while you're on that recommendations of selections and appointments and nominees, I just want to make a heartfelt plea to Aprilo at this call, and that is for us not to go into a selection or a sub-selection process for any preference for either of the nominating committee suggestions that we have. The ALAC will make up its mind. The ALAC doesn't even have to take notice of these recommendations. And I think they're both excellent candidates, wonderful names, good workers, and both names should go forward for the ALAC to work out. So I would plea to the leadership team and to the assembly here that we take that off the next steps. We just put those two names forward and we go through a selection slash election process for the others that are contested. Thank you.
Thanks, Cheryl. So Cheryl's proposal is that we remove the NOMCOM position from the election altogether and forward both names to ALAC. No, I'm fine with this, but I'd like to first check with the staff to see if there's any technical problem with this at this stage. Heidi?
Hi, this is Heidi. Absolutely not. And it's very good that we have, if this is a decision, that we have this now, since we are preparing for the election. So if that is this group's decision, we can certainly have that happen. Thank you.
Thanks, Heidi. So there are no technical issues. Now, does anybody feel that we should not be doing this? If so, please, Maureen, please go ahead.
Thank you. I'm not going to say that we don't go ahead with it. In fact, I agree wholeheartedly with it. And it's not the first time we've done it anyway, because I think 1 year we put about five names. Didn't think it was fair to have everyone trying to decide amongst all the names that were given. Here we've got two excellent candidates, and I think it's, really, it is up to the ALAC to actually make that decision. So I think that, yeah, it's only fair that we give them that opportunity. Thank you.
Thanks, Maureen. I see Nadira has made a comment that we should check with the nominees, but I see her hand raised as well. So please go ahead, Nadira.
Thanks, Satish. Okay, that's what I was going. You read my comment. It's just it's good to inform them. They might withdraw, maybe.
Right. Okay. So thanks very much, Nadira, for that. So Heidi, would you please ensure that we check with both the candidates to see if this is okay, and if it's okay with them,
I'm happy to do that. I'm happy to do that.
Right. So we will be asking, we have asked Heidi to check with the nominees, and if they have no problems, we will straight away pass both the names over to ALAC for their final decision. Right. So are there any other questions or comments on the election announcement? Not seeing any further hands up. We will move on now to item number six of the agenda. These are a couple of updates from Heidi. Heidi, please go ahead.
Thank you, Satish. Actually, the meetings are all Gisela's, as I think she's proven over the years. So, Gisela, are you ready to provide a highlight of where we are with the ICANN 68 preparation? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Heidi. Just checking everyone can hear me. This is Gisela for the transcript.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, lovely. Thank you very much, Satish. Thank you, Heidi, and thank you, Satish, for giving me the opportunity to provide AP Rala with a very brief update on where we are with ICANN 68. So ICANN 68 will be running from the 22nd to the 25th of June. And it will be on Kuala Lumpur time, so excellent timing for the AP region. You will not have to attend meetings in the middle of the night. ICANN 68 is, however, a fully virtual meeting, unlike ICANN 67, as if for ICANN 67, which was at the Cancun meeting, again virtual, our technical team was based in our LA office. So, therefore, we have a few limitations to take into account when we're scheduling a session. And the block sessions will actually have a 30-minute break between each session. And this is to allow for the technical team and the interpreters to switch from one session to another, allowing for dial-outs, et cetera. So slightly longer than the regular 15 minutes which we usually have between meetings. We've got the ICANN 68 prep week, which is this time running over 2 weeks from the 8th to the 18th of June, and the program is published on the ICANN 68 website. For those of you on the call, I am putting the link into the Zoom chat. For others, all information is on the main ICANN 68 page, which you can see up on the screen. Now, the first webinar that we will have is the interpretation platform kickoff webinar. So this will explain how the interpretation will work. That is mainly for those requiring French and French and Spanish interpretation. And also a reminder that registration will be required for all the webinars. Now, the registration has not opened yet, but the links will be posted on the main ICANN website. Again, all information will be sent out to the regions as and when it is updated on that web page. With regards to the schedule, this is still very much work in progress as we're finalizing on our weekly ICANN 68 planning committee calls. Those happen on Tuesdays. We had one this week and made good progress. And then the final number of sessions will be confirmed. I'm going to put the link in to the Google document, which is currently the at-large schedule. Now, if you can regularly check that one, by all means, please note what I'm just putting the link again for those of you who are on Zoom in the Zoom room. Reminder that all the sessions will appear very shortly, hopefully by the end of this week, on the ICANN 68 wiki. That is usually where all the information is put, and we will be putting the agendas together again over the next couple of weeks, and all information is on our one-stop ICANN 68 webpage. This is just a brief overview of the schedule and what to expect now. Note there have been some changes that have come in overnight, and I will be updating this document over the next few hours. So if Maureen would like to add additional information on the content, I'd like to hand over to her. If not, once again, please do bookmark the ICANN 68 wiki space where you can find all relevant information. Thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing many of you during ICANN 68 virtually. Over to you, Maureen or Satish.
Thanks very much, Gisela, for that update. Before I pass it back to Heidi, I'd just like to mention that in the last virtual meeting, which was on Mexico time zone, our region did excellently well in terms of participation. So I hope that we will continue our track record. This time it is squarely in our region's time zone. So I hope that many more of us will participate than we did last time around. So, Heidi, back to you for the next announcement.
Thank you very much. Yashin, could you please have that fiscal year additional budget request implementation page up, please? Thank you very much. So, again, as Marie noted, we have now had the fiscal year 21 budget approved, and with that is the decision on the fiscal year additional budget requests, or ABRs, and what we normally do within that large is place all the results, both those that have been approved and those that have not, onto a page that then shows the status for the implementation. So this is just to let you know about this page and also for the results. Now, for the results, those that have been approved for at large, again, the good news is that the access for RALA discretionary funding was approved. Now, the request was for $30,000 for all of the RALAs. However, the request came in at what has been the case for the past several years at $20,000. So that means that each of the RALAs does have that $4,000 again, starting in on the 1st of July through the 30th of June, 2021. So that is good news, and a page will be set up shortly that will have all of that information, including the online form. Now, if we could scroll down, think a little bit. Another request that was approved was one for RTT, a real-time transcription. Now, the original request did have requests not only for English, but also Spanish. However, the request, the approval language, was only for English. We will continue with that. Not so much of concern for AP RALO. We had two additional budget requests approved, both for the year RALO and the last RALO General Assemblies. They had put in requests for training, at their GAs that will happen in fiscal year 21 into the, it's actually in March and in June 2021, so hopefully travel will be starting up then, so they will have that chance to have some additional training. And again, likely as most of the railroads will have, they will be along, the training will be along the lines of the Atlas III. Now, those that were not approved, as Maureen noted, there were quite a few that were not approved. Just take a look. If we could scroll down, these included a request for the at-large content management system, and that is likely due to the forthcoming information transparency platform, which is going to have a, or had a soft launch. But that is the thought behind that is that this request will be incorporated into that at some point. Then another one was this at-large request for travel support for a delegation to the 2020 Internet Governance Forum. That one was not approved. Also, there was a Norella request for a North American School of Internet Governance, which might be virtual or anyway. And then also the AFRALO and at-large technical task force request for support of a translation tool. Now, this was something, this is called a TransPOT. We've had that updated in the Lac Rallo region to help with their English-Spanish translation, and this request was for a similar TransPOT into the AFRALO list for their English into French. And hopefully that will happen at some point, without, even without the ABR. And then also, lastly, two AFRALO requests were not approved, and those were for conferences and language service support for face-to-face meetings in Africa for training. So that is the situation with the fiscal year 21 additional budget requests. Back to you, Satish.
Thanks very much, Holly, for the update. Now, there may be two things that has an impact on us. If you really look, one is that, of course, we did not put in a request for our next general meeting, which is actually in 2022. That's the 2 years from now. So we will be putting in a request in the next year for this event, which we have kind of tentatively discussed with APR IGF, and we were planning to co-locate our general meeting, in which we will try to invite our ALS representatives and perhaps the individual representative, depending on the budget, to the meeting. And as mentioned, in some way it will be a continuation of what we started out at the Atlas III, and that we will start planning maybe next year. And the second is that we have some discretionary funds that has been allocated for all railroads. So for this discretionary funding, we will be talking about it in the next agenda item, which is the outreach and engagement strategy. So there is perhaps some room for an event that some of the ALSs may wish to conduct, for instance, a readout. We have ICANN meetings coming up, and some railroads and some institutions do the readout. And if that happens, maybe there is some out-of-pocket expenses. These days, of course, there are no physical meetings. It's only virtual meetings, at least for the next several months. So we can discuss that in the next agenda item. So we will now move on to the next agenda item, which is the AP Railo FY21 Outreach and Engagement Strategic Plan. The draft plan is up on the wiki page, as you can see. Let me give you a very brief background before I invite Ali to also speak. Every year, AP Railo prepares an outreach plan, which basically talks about the kind of outreach we do. It could be with our partner organizations, could be with our ALSs and individual members. And based on this and after discussions with the GSE. Now, ICANN's GSE, we work with four VPs. We have Jirong in Singapore, who's the main person that we deal with for the approval of these plans. We have Savi. I see that Savi is on the call, so welcome, Savi. We have two more people, one looking after the Middle East, because ICANN has a separate VP looking after the Middle East, and also another person who is looking after the Central Asia, which is Russian-speaking countries, which is looked after by the Russia person of ICANN. So APRELO has kind of, we have been working with all these four vice presidents of GSE. For the current year, we had a significant amount of discussions. We had a meeting this week. The COVID-19 outbreak has actually impacted us very much in terms of outreach and engagement. It's very hard to kind of look at outreach at this point because there is no possibility of international travel for quite some time. We can, of course, do online kind of outreach. But that is also, we don't want to kind of be very promiscuous with Zoom meetings. People have already begun complaining about Zoom fatigue. So we have to be judicious about this. And we have to also discuss the priorities of the virtual outreach with both Jirong's office and the other VPs as well. And with the ALAC level plan for the outreach and engagement, which is headed by Danielle. So currently, we are discussing with this group, that is the vice president, and with Heidi's team. And we'll be finalizing the proposal in a week's time. So before I pass on to Ali, just one thing I would like to mention is that in case any of the ALSs are interested in small amounts of money for running outreach programs, please contact us before the next week is up. So maybe by 26th or so that we can discuss and decide and then incorporate it. We are supposed to hand it over to Jirong by 29th of May, which is the next week, next Friday. So you can contact us. And I'd like to invite now Ali to speak on this because he's been spearheading this process. Ali, over to you.
Thanks, Satish. This is Ali Al-Mishal. Adding on what Satish has just given as an introduction and a bit of details about the outreach and engagement plan strategy that we are having, as you can see, we have four GCEs to coordinate with. And in previous years, we were having sort of complaints that whatever budget we have in a place does not cover all the activities that we have around our region. But now during the COVID-19, hopefully this will cover because most of it is being converted to a virtual meeting. So we are hoping that by at least end of this year or next year, the other activities will be able to cover. We have looked into this, the strategy to cover as much as possible, to diversify in the region itself, like we have in Asia-Pacific, we have Central Asia, we have into the Middle East, the Oceania as well. So we are trying to cover as much as we can, being at virtual or face-to-face. And if I would move a little bit ahead of this, that Satish have just pinpointed this, which is the outreach and engagement working, let's say, committee. I want just to give a brief highlight about this as well, because the work we need to do should be in line with the overall the strategy that is being developed by the outreach and engagement committee. As you may know that since Maureen took over, she has restructured this let's say committee and become the main committee, and didn't have a sub working group, which is the capacity building and social media working sub-working group as well. So into that, there are so many activities that being me the co-chair and representing the APRALO on that, there are so many things that's being taken care of. The most important one that it's been developed and worked on is for the this year, which is the virtual outreach and engagement strategy that all the co-chairs are participating and the committee members are working on to produce. So that's a good alignment for all RALO's strategy. At least there is something on a very high level. And then the RALO's strategy should be built in. On the outreach and engagement committee, we have done a lot when it comes to the participation in the ICANN booth, or what we call it, the outreach and engagement booth within ICANN meetings, within the IGFs, within some other special activities that's been done. One of the main thing is that COPE activity itself and the outreach that has been done in COPE and so many other activities done by the RALOs, but in coordination with the outreach and engagement. Just one final note about APRALO strategy as well. As you might see that we have so many things and we have a promising activities that we need to cover and participate and do the outreach there and engagement from all our ALSs. Hopefully by the time things will be clear more and with the coordination with all of the GSEs that are fantastic, that are providing fantastic support to us, all of them, to support us in all of our activities. Hopefully things will be clear and we'll be doing as much as we can. Back to you, Satish.
Thanks very much, Ali. Are there any questions or comments on anything that is discussed relating to the outreach engagement? If not, we will move on to the next agenda item. And we also have an additional AOB request. So we will. We have two more items and just enough time to finish them. Over to agenda item number 8, which is the NOMCOM update. So over to you, Amrita, for the NOMCOM update.
Thank you, Satish. Not much to report at this point of time, but the NOMCOM chair recently released a blog stating what we are doing at the moment, which is kind of selecting, looking at the applications and shortlisting them. Though we have not been able to have any of our face-to-face meetings, and that is a challenge, especially in interviewing people. The NOMCOM leaders are trying to see how, and are working with the ICANN org to see how we can have some kind of, if we can have a face-to-face meeting once the travel ban restrictions are moved, because this may delay our work a bit. However, we are still trying to keep up to our commitment of time. We are currently in the deep dive, starting the deep dive. So we would be keeping you posted in the times to come. So this is what we can share from NOMCOM at the moment. Another request that any of the ALSs, if you've done anything this month, please send in your updates with a photograph to ICANN staff and me, preferably by 25th or 26th. Thank you, Satish.
Thanks very much, Amrita. Of course, of all the different parts of ICANN, which is impacted by the COVID pandemic, it is perhaps the NOMCOM, which has got a very significant amount of disruption because people are not meeting. In fact, I kind of, it would be, I mean, when I try to look back, this was the most, it was the peak time for the NOMCOM these months, leading up to the June meeting. So I don't know, it must be really hard for the NOMCOM members to work under these severe constraints. So thanks for your work, Amrita, and for the entire NOMCOM. We now move to AOB, item number 9. The first AOB item is an announcement by, this request has come from some of our ALAC members. So it started out because one of our members got stuck in the U.S. on account of, he's from Africa, and he got stuck in the U.S. on account of the COVID lockdown. And of course, when you get stuck like this, it's extremely difficult to survive because U.S. is an expensive place and you don't know when you can go back to your home country. It's a lot of uncertainties and a lot of, it's an expensive time. So there was this attempt by some of the people from ELAC to support and raise a fund, not just for this one person, but also maybe to anybody else who's in such a dire kind of a situation. So there's a request coming from, as you can see on the screen, this is the ICANN at Large Caring Community COVID-19 Fund. There's a request for contributions, however little it is. You can contribute in your name or anonymously. If you have some money to spare and you are able to transfer money, because some of Asian countries in our region, it's very hard to transfer money, even if you want to transfer, because of various credit card and banking kind of issues. So if you're able to transfer money and you're willing to transfer money, please do whatever be the amount. So this is this amount will be kind of jointly looked after by our leaders, including Maureen. If there is someone who's really, really badly affected, then this money will be kind of distributed to such people. So that is the first announcement. If there are any questions on this, we can take up after the second AOB also. The second AOB is an announcement from Maureen on the social media working group. So over to you, Maureen.
Thank you. Yes, I'm sorry I didn't raise it before, but one of the things that we've had difficulty with as a social media group was with John Laprise, who was the chair. He didn't get onto the ALAC again, and he was getting really quite busy at work, and he was actually finding that he was having to take himself away from the leadership role. But we were trying to find some sort of way of getting good consistent leadership within that group, because they're doing a really great job. And I am trialing is a rotational leadership role by the co-chairs or the RALO leads, and so that the RALO person, co-chair, whatever they call themselves, who leading up to, for example, ICANN 68 is the AP RALO region. So Shradeep is going to be the very first of the rotational leaders of the social media group. And after the first meeting after ICANN 68, when the social media group has had an evaluation of what was done and everything following the ICANN meeting, then because the next meeting is in Hamburg, supposedly, hopefully, that will be Natalia, who will take over and lead the social media build-up towards the next meeting. So I just wanted, Shradeep, to have an opportunity to talk to you as a RALO about what he is planning on doing, just a couple of minutes, hopefully that you will help him in his social media role. It's an opportunity for our social media people to have a leadership role, and different leaders leading up into their next ICANN meeting. So Shradeep, I'll pass it over to you.
Thank you, Maureen. It's really great the way we have used social media in the past, and for the ICANN 68, we are further making strategies, social media strategies, to further use ICANN as a tool of engagement and outreach. Apart from that, last week I had a meeting with Jirong Siranosh and Samiran from India regarding what we can do with the meeting. and we have come up with great ideas. Secondly, we'll probably bring out a social media strategy, which is already there, simple strategy about how we are going to use social media for, greater collaboration, engagement, and outreach. So I'm looking forward for the position as well as from a collaboration from all the leaders so that we can make ICANN68 a success and a very collaborative meeting. Thank you.
Thanks, Maureen and Sridip, and congratulations, Sridip, for the next rotating leadership position centered in our region. It would be certainly good to have you, and we hope that, we did start out in the last virtual meeting with social media, and it was interesting, the tweets and things like that, so we hope that this meeting also will be made very interesting for our community. Right. Yeah, so Cheryl says, she's active in all the kind of social media. Most welcome. I hope you win a prize this time, Cheryl. Oh, that's Maureen. Sorry, it's Cheryl. Yeah, that's right. So we have come to the end of the meeting. Are there any burning issues that anybody would like to speak for a minute? Yes, Nadira, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Satish, for giving me this last minute. Just to mention that I'm going for the vice chair role, and I want to bring something new, that my experience as a co-chair in the Middle East space, as we kind of empower the community to come up with a position statement. And in fact, currently I'm working this month I guided the pen holder to write a statement about universal acceptance and internationalization of email address using Arabic script. There will be a virtual discussion because like other meetings. Also I want to encourage, I might circulate this call if somebody interested to participate in the discussion of the Middle East statement. Thank you. Back to you.
Thanks, Nadira. I do not see any other hands up. So I'd like to thank everybody for joining this call. I must also say that we have the two things, quick announcements. One is that elections are coming up. Please ensure that you vote so that because voting is an indicator of how active as a community we are. So please ensure that if you're an eligible voter, please do vote. And secondly, this is a festive time for our region. Many parts of our region are celebrating Ramadan. Ramzan greetings to everybody who's celebrating Ramzan. So although under lockdown, still it is a time of joy for many of us. So thank you once again for joining, and it's back to Yashim for closing this call.
Thank you very much, Satish, and thank you all for joining today's call. This meeting is now adjourned. Have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.